Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I'm reading that we may have another nor'easter hitting us next week, Alan, Wednesday into Thursday.
You know, we were supposed to have a board meeting here. Last Tuesday, we couldn't do it. Then we could transfer it to next Tuesday. Do you think there's some higher source that says no board meeting?
No board meeting, no school, no flight, intense storms.
You have to walk through the streets of Great Barrington. Some of those snow piles are literally up to your chest. It's unbelievable.
Can't see the houses.
Poor little Murray, put it in it mildly, he doesn't know where to go.
Well, let's start with the headlines of the day. Mueller orders Trump business to surrender files on Russia. Are we getting closer to something here?
Well, I don't think there's any question. Mueller brings all his people into a room. These people are the best and the brightest. So he waits until the end. And now, as things are really warming up, he says, okay, we've got to see your business stuff. As you know, the president has said that's a red line. But presidents or anybody else doesn't get to tell a special counsel, a district attorney, or the FBI whether or not they can investigate. So I'm assuming that one of the things that's going on is that we are now seeing all of these people being fired by Trump. The one person who hasn't been fired yet is the attorney general. But in the beginning, there were words of real caution coming from the Republicans in the United States Senate saying, don't do it. And yet we see increasing signs that no matter what Trump does, the Republicans in the United States Senate want their offices, don't want to cross them, don't want to be primaried. And I wouldn't bet money on the Republicans in the United States Senate who are controlling things right now rising up and say, you can't do this. So what does Trump do? Trump does everything in his power to put this off. He's getting advice not to take on Mueller, but he may have to. And if he does, and if he tries to fire Mueller and before him the Attorney General of the United States, I wouldn't be surprised because I don't think he's got many options as the circle grows tighter.
New Cold War, Alan. Two headlines. U.S. accuses Russia in cyber attacks now on power plants. Britain could target tycoons' assets in a new blow to Russia.
Well, of course, Theresa May had no choice but to do that. I mean, according to her, the Russians are involved in this. I heard an interesting story on the BBC this very morning where the Russians had passed a law that said it's okay to go after your political enemies in other countries. I think that's a pretty good tell, as they say in poker, about what Putin and the Russians have decided to do and how they're doing it. Now, the interesting guy is Trump. Because Trump said from the very beginning, the Russians are my friend, Putin is my friend, he's a good man, I don't believe it. All of a sudden, he's believing it. How come? They're looking at the polls. That's what's happening. They're looking at the kind of thing that just happened in Pennsylvania and this congressional election where they got routed. And I don't mean routed as in they got tens of thousands more votes, but they won in a district they weren't supposed to win at all. And even if they came close, it would have been something, the Democrats. So I'm thinking that Trump is taking a fast look at this and saying, hey, I better buy some of the anti-Russian stuff. And then, of course, if the Russians have stuff on Trump, what's the recompense for that? Is there blackmail?
From there to New York, where very interesting trading of barbs between New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Congressman John Faso. This over salt, state and local tax deduction, of course. Faso voted against the tax plan. But boy, did it get personal.
It did get personal. Basically, Faso said to Andrew, I disagreed with your father about a lot of things, but he's a gentleman, you're not. And of course, that's quite right. What happened here is that Faso does not vote, as you just correctly indicated, for the tax package. And then Cuomo comes up with a plan that in order to get around the lack of a tax deduction that so many New Yorkers are now going to be hurt by, so he comes up with this thing where you can deduct to give to a charity. Faso writes to the tax people and says, is this legal? Cuomo is infuriated and says, you're politicizing the tax thing. Why did you write that letter asking that question? And that leads to a real tit-for-tat back and forth. It was not attractive on either side, and it will hurt both of them.
We know the governor also having problems with the mayor of New York City, but his wife, Shirlane McCray, is in a big profile in the New York Times today, and we've been hearing about this, stepping out of the mayor's shadow. Some believe she may make a run at some point.
A run for what is the question? A run for mayor, of course, so that there are term limits in New York City. And de Blasio is in his second term, which means vita. You know, in other words, when the guy gets done, his wife comes in and sits in the chair. And somebody will write me and say, how dare you? She's a woman on her own account and all the rest of it. Come on, everybody knows what this is about. So if they think they can do it, they'll do it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
We will.